The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with 5 Y's. Movies, Baby!
Forever Dog.
When first choice is a big old bus,
you turn around and boom, you end up with us.
Hi, you fucks, you slob a little fucks, you stupid little fucks, you nasty little fucks. Our number is 213-536-9180.
Oh, so you got a voice lesson since we put out those defined
Our
gravities?
Email is sloppysecondspot at gmail.com. And now on with the show. Hi, you sloppy, you stupid little fucks, you nasty little fucks, you stupid little fucks. Welcome back to Sloppy Seconds with Big Different People. That's Big Different Meatball. It is a Tuesday episode. It is a Saturday at 2:34 p.m. It was supposed to be 2 p.m. Mama, I was out. I was out cold. I had taken a nap. I woke up to, and you know me, I love to live with my phone on Do Not Disturb. I woke up and I was like, let me check my phone. And there was like messages being like, where are you? We're recording. Hi.
I was pretty chill. It said, hello.
Yes, but no matter how chill you are, when you're late to something, like when you're on my end of that deal, and someone's like, hey, are you coming? It immediately sends my anxiety into a tailspin.
Well, are you anxious anymore?
No, I got my limoncello LaCroix.
Oh, limoncello. So happy News Year's. Happy News Year's.
Happy News Year's to use choose.
To use choose, guys. Hey, did you ever like the musical Newsies?
No.
Why not? I learned how to barrel roll watching the
very,
movie
yes,
Newsies.
Yes, I do remember a lot of barrel roll. One, I think it was a Disney musical, and yes. I always knew something was weird about Disney as a child. And two, I don't think I got into it because when I was watching it, I was like, there's no, like, romance. I can't really remember. It was just about little kids.
I think there's something with, like, little kids when you look at something that's, like, a period piece, you know, that feels, like, old-timey. When I was growing up and people would suggest movies that were, like, 10 years old, I'd be like, no, that's old. Like, I always just wanted to watch something new. And even though it was a new film, it was based in the old times. But I loved Newsies. We used to sing Newsies all the time. I had very mini paperboy hats. I never quite understood the business, like newspaper strike. I never got that or really the love story. I just liked all the musical numbers. And, you know, maybe we could start singing from that. Because I did get a few messages saying maybe choose a new musical for 2021.
Well, I think we've had this conversation numerous times, and there's no other musical that defies boundaries quite like Wicked. That's the reason it's the musical that we use, because if we ask our guests, have you seen Wicked or do you know Wicked, they've all said yes, pretty much.
Okay, what was your feedback that you got from the singing of the songs?
You know, I didn't get any real feedback.
You told me you got some negative feedback.
No, I got negative. There was a lot of negative comments that I like later reread and were like, maybe they weren't trying to be mean. They were just like trying to. It's hard when people who aren't funny try to tell a joke.
Ooh, that's true.
But either way, I mean, I think we got more good positive comments on yours when we did it on mine. I did listen back, and I just want everyone to know I went first, and that was sprung upon me.
Yeah. It was a little bit of bamboozlement. You did go first. I knew it
was
coming.
And there was no chance for me to do a little vamping.
Shout out to who did that great video?
Baby Love in New York. Look up Baby funny. Love. They did. They dressed up like the Masked Singer Whitney. No, not Whitney. Oh my God. It is still too early for me to be talking. Wendy Williams. Mm-hmm. She put the lips on and ran around Times Square. So
little
fun.
Little vamping. I will say, because I did set the whole Gigiana up, I practiced.
It was a setup.
I may have practiced before. One of her wigs may have made it into my bag. Do you remember that? Roger B. O'Hara said that.
One of her wigs may have made it into my bag.
Oh, so it did.
Why was Ariel Versace so mad about the wig? Like, I understand if a wig goes missing, but like, isn't she a wig maker?
It's just
so to I me, just, I was like, if you could buy wigs in bulk and you're styling it yourself, maybe all you did was save yourself some luggage on the way home.
Rasha D. O'Hara for All Stars is all I'm saying. The fact that she looked at RuPaul Andre Charles in the face while cameras were rolling and said, one of her wigs may have made its way into my That is an amazing thing to say to a person. Oh, you don't like that?
No, you know what that just reminded me of was the best line of last night was the first episode of RuPaul's Drag Race season 13, and we will get to Candy Muse news in a minute. But my favorite line was, the woman said to go home. The lady said, go home.
The lady said, go home. We're going home. They're holding us here so that we all get a ride together to the
in
airport.
The same van. Because the lady, I don't know about you, but the lady said, go home.
Go home.
It's just something about calling RuPaul the lady.
The woman or the lady?
The lady. The woman is just too good.
Oh my God. Tamishi Mon.
Candy Muse News. This week in Candace Muse News, Candy Muse pressed play on a denim boot box and it changed the world. It was like the butterfly effect. Something has changed across the nation.
Something has changed within me. Thank you, Candace, for that.
Thank you, Candace Muse. And
I hope you quarantine for 2 weeks after you come back from your New Year's Eve gig in Florida.
Yes, there's a lot of pictures of her right up on top of people. So good news, booze. All right, goodbye.
We'll be right back.
Are you ready to shop? Rakuten's Big Give Week is back.
Get 15% cash back at hundreds of stores, including headliners like Bombas, Elf Cosmetics, and Hotels.com.
Rakuten is how in-the-know shoppers get the best savings. They shop the brands they love and earn cash back on top of deals.
During Big Give Week, May 6th through May 13th, the cashback rates are even bigger with Rakuten. But only for a limited time.
You can save on everything you need for summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel.
And Rakuten deposits your cash back directly into your PayPal account, or they can send you a check.
Rakuten really is the best way to shop.
Membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cash back boost.
That's an extra 10% cash back on top of the 15% cash back. You won't see higher cash back rates than these.
Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app.
Rakuten.
Shoppers get it.
Rakuten. Did you see me get into a fight with that porn star on Twitter?
Which one?
Or not a star. His name is Silver Steel. I think he used to like bleach his...
Yeah, I've heard of that guy.
He is... in healthcare, apparently. I didn't know that, but he posted a video of himself getting the vaccine and then was, or a picture of himself getting the vaccine and then was like, well, I thought it would just be my duty to stay safe for like the in the porn industry or something stupid. It was implying that he was getting the shot for porn. So I reposted it and I said, I hope this cum dump is an essential worker because there's doctors and nurses in LA that still don't have the vaccine and can't get it. But you're over in Texas talking about why you're getting this to do porn and then posting that you're going to Puerto Vallarta and like from the 6th to the 14th to shoot porn. So I was kind of upset. And then he later was like, no, I work in the healthcare industry. And then that forced me on this really weird spiral of like, how many of these gay dudes work in the healthcare industry and are still going to Puerto Vallarta to party? And then he tried to come back at me with some arguments about me being ugly, telling me to eat my makeup so I'll be pretty on the inside, to which I wanted to respond. I just didn't say anything, but I was just like, you're an adult man. Don't ever say something that stupid to me again.
So my sister works, she is a licensed like massage therapist and like herbal medicine, like she has some sort of like license in the state of New Mexico. Mm-hmm. So she has received an email saying, because you're licensed, and I think it might only be her massage therapy license, but saying because you're licensed, you can be in the beginning, like we can get you on a list to get you the vaccine. So I think that there are a lot of people who maybe don't work like in the ICU or at the hospital who, because they work in the medical profession, are like on that list of like first round of like vaccine getters.
Well, that makes sense to me. And I'm not angry about that. I was angry about the insinuation of doing it just so that you can get your booty hole plowed out.
But I'm saying I don't think anyone can just walk up and get it. But the thing that is so fucked up is that there are so many people who sort of do multiple jobs. And maybe one of the job gets them that access to that vaccine. And then, you know, the other job is making porno movies, which I understand, girl. It is a hard time. And shout out to all of the people who have been like either fucking and testing pods with one another, or like I've seen a lot of people doing like internet jerk off videos where they like are with someone else on a video chat and they turn that into their like OnlyFans content, that kind of thing. Because the situation in PV over this New Year's Eve is just trash.
Out of control.
If you don't know what we're talking about, there are literally circuit parties happening in PV. They're busing people outside of the like technical province to a different location so they can get around the like lockdown laws. They're emailing people. There was even a New Year's Eve underground party here in LA.
In LA, they got busted.
And they emailed all the people and they were like, don't be the narc. Don't give this address out. We just want to, wasn't the name of the party like, we're over it or something like that? Like, we just want to get past 2020. Why do people think that the moment the clock strikes 2021, everything is going to change? Girl, Trump they are is under still this
idea.
In office.
Everyone's under this fucking idea that the vaccine is going to be I'm sorry. I posted like a really negative Instagram post about this, but I was like, I'm being a realist about this. I know that I probably won't get the vaccine until July of 2021. Like, my new year doesn't start until July, honey.
How do you figure you're going to get it that fast?
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's me trying to say that that's getting it early. But these people are thinking July 1st comes out. Oh, the vaccine's available. Oh, I'm probably going to get it by August. No. It's going to be June or July or later. They are not giving it out. So don't just use it. Because you, like, also, if you're in a situation where you can get it, but you know that there's other people that are dealing one-on-one with actual COVID patients, wouldn't in your mind you be like, maybe I'll forfeit this one. Maybe I'll put this one off and make sure that someone else of actual importance gets this. Because if you're a healthcare worker and you work in just an office building and they just want you to be like, okay, I can't actually say that because I'm not coming over people's jobs.
And I would accept the systems that are doing this are governmental systems and they're completely fucked. The fact that there's no app or national tracking service that like sends you a reminder that you need, the fact that all you get is a rectangle piece of
paper
that says come back in 28 days and you have to be responsible enough to do that.
A piece of paper? Those are the little pieces of paper that your mom was supposed to keep track of when you were a kid to make sure that you got your vaccines to show it to the school.
I don't know what vaccines I had as a kid. How would I know that? I'm pretty sure I got all of the proper vaccines.
Because you have to get them to go to school normally. Like, there's
right,
a way to, yeah.
There should be a way that they could just put that information into the app. You give them a phone number, and then in however many days, you get a text or an alert that says, like, hey, you have to come back in and get the other part of this vaccine. Like, so that's why I'm saying I wouldn't say, like, no, thank you. This should go to someone better up, because there's no way they'll be able to track that or get a better person in there. It's like, if you have
the opportunity,
fucking take it.
Take it. It's just crazy to me that, like, again, this is going to sound so weird, that, like, someone who isn't actually in an office, and I know that, like, each state got their allotted amount, so it's up to them to distribute it. But, like, to me, it's like, LA is a hot spot. Let's make sure every doctor in LA has it. Let's make sure every nurse in LA has it. Let's make sure that everybody that's working in the hospital is protected, and then we can work our way out.
Those ICU nurses who got it and then took their vacation day and immediately to PV, their immunity, it doesn't even get to half for like 2 weeks. This is, I mean, gay people are so, like, everyone is trash.
I'm glad that boat capsized. I'm glad that Pet Shop Boy on Instagram called it the Boston G Party.
It is just trash.
And you know it's trash. Like, and you, oh, do. This week in Shangela News, Shangela was in Puerto Vallarta.
Girl.
You know it's trash when they start trying to hide where they are by hiding their location. Like, they know that they're going to get... They know that what they're doing is wrong. Otherwise, they wouldn't be trying to hide it.
It just feels like... It's... On one hand, I understand the complexity of, like, the influence of cancel culture and social media and that sort of, like, weird moment where it's like, what right do we have to shame people for living their lives? But that only applies when there's not a global pandemic going on. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I do understand that it's like, it does sort of open the door to the idea that, like, oh, my neighbor across the street is planting these flowers that, like, I don't agree with because I think they're ugly. So then I get on there and I post his picture and I post his address and I do all of this because the government is so fucked up. There are no legal repercussions for trying to keep people safe. And so all we can do is sort of point out how fucked up people's behavior is.
Yeah. And that's why I don't like when people are like, shaming people isn't going to get anything done. It's just like, it's, we should blame the government. It's like, we are. We are also blaming them.
Right.
But while that's happening, there is something called, in my mind, a social responsibility.
Yes, yes.
To the world, to a city that literally said, please stop coming here. We have no more ICU beds. Our hospitals are full. You faggots need to quit coming here to get drunk and party and fist. Go do it in Florida. Like, go somewhere else.
It's so
and
crazy.
And everyone's like, this is just colonizer behavior. Like, the white fags are just going down there, spreading the disease, because it's not going to affect them when they come back.
I saw some horrible video of these two guys, like, dancing in thigh-high boots, doing, like, splits and kicks. And then the camera, like, panned over, and there were, like, three hotel workers, like, cleaning and, like, preparing food in their, like, hotel villa or whatever, and they're like fully masked up in all this PPE, and then these guys are just like kikiing with boots on. It's like, you can take 1 year off from partying when there is a global health crisis.
You know, I said I wasn't gonna just start this year, the first episode of the year, off angry, but here we are.
Here we are, girl.
How was your new year? I mean, I know you didn't do anything, you stayed home.
I stayed home. I went to bed at 10:30, I think. Didn't even stay up to see nothing happen. I've been going for walks every day, which is really nice.
You need to do is come. Okay, we found a great skating path.
Oh, I want to come.
And it's ugly, but it's flat and it's pretty smooth and it's a nice ride. And it's about a mile. It's really nice.
I love that. I want to come do that.
And it's right over by our house.
Oh, okay, cool. I got my bike fixed up, but I got to take it out because I got to find a good route to bike it on. I have a really good walking area that gives me some good hills, and I feel it in my butt. I feel it the next day in my butt. So I know it's good.
Well, that's lovely.
Hey, how do you feel about this? I sent our friend Mateo. I haven't talked to him on the phone in many, many months. We had like a little fight in my head. It was mostly me, one-sided. I got like angry at him. And then I hung up the phone at him. And then I didn't talk to him for like 5 months. And I was like, we're in a fight. And then I realized like he didn't know or care about that. I called him to like reconnect and we chatted a little bit, and then it was the holidays and I was like, you know, I'm going to get him a gift. I sent him a dildo and some lube to his house. Is that an appropriate Christmas gift?
Is he a bottom?
No.
He got the meat.
He got
the meat. He got the meat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mateo got the meat.
How do you know he got the meat?
I seen a picture of it. I asked him to see it. So I'm at a point now where I'm just going to ask people, let me see your penis.
So he shows the meat. So do you think that's appropriate? And then he didn't call me or text me. He posted about it on Instagram.
Ooh.
And said, oh, Big Dipper sent me this dildo and this really nice lube.
What lube is it?
I just ordered from Mr. S, you know, the spot in San Francisco. Yeah. Like, so I got their like house blend, their house made lube.
I should just hand out these poppers.
Yeah,
double Scorpio poppers. Ooh.
So, but you haven't answered my question.
I think that's a fine gift. It's a fun gag gift.
It's not a gag, girl. I'm trying to get that inside of him.
Well, then it's a great useful gift. I mean, you should have gotten him like an inflatable butt plug or something.
Yeah. I think his husband might have been like, what is this?
Husband?
Yeah, you know.
I forget that every gay got a man at home.
So do you.
They out hunt. Yeah, but I'm not out here hunting around.
So I guess the question is, I know we just like ranted about PV, but now I'm feeling like depressed.
Where are we?
And tired,
yeah, I was
about
like, where are we vacationing?
are you feeling compelled to do some sort of journalista-ness about this, or does it feel just like that is too fucked up?
It's too fucked up. There's no journalism in this. It's just like, because what am I going to do? Hunt down these people and then like shame them for behaving the way that they behave?
Girl. It boggles my mind, especially because that dude, I think his name is Jeffrey Sanker or Sankey Sanker, who throws White Party in Palm Springs.
Yeah.
Girl, he's old. He was around during the AIDS epidemic.
I mean, let's not delve back into it. But I mean, well, the problem is there's a mindset that a lot of people have that this isn't that bad, or that if they get it, they will overcome it and like it'll be fine. So no matter what we do, people are going to just ignore it. People are just going to ignore it. There's people all over who aren't wearing masks and aren't doing anything to protect people. I don't know what to do anymore. I'm tired of being at home, but there's nothing I can say or do that'll make anyone stop acting like a goddamn dickhead.
What'd you have for breakfast?
I had an egg in a hole with some avocado toast and...
Egg in a hole?
Yeah, so you cut a hole in the bread and then you put an egg in it.
Oh. What do you do with the hole you cut out?
You use that for dipping. You get it all crispy in the pan next to it. All buttered up, baby. All oiled up.
I've never had an egg in a hole.
What? It's basically just like a what? You've never had an egg in a... Wait, maybe they call it something, because some people call it like an egg in a bonnet or an egg in a basket.
No, I understand what you're saying.
Or I've a toad in a hole.
Toad in a hole. That sounds like...
I think that's when you put a little sausage in it.
I understand what you're saying. I've eaten those ingredients together. I've just never had the hole cut out.
It's fun. It's, I did it because I didn't want the egg to spread around, because I was also making that veggie bacon that I love.
I got that. I had steak.
From HelloFresh?
Not yet. That comes next week or this week. But no, I made a steak and then I made some corn tortillas and I had like little tacos.
That sounds delicious.
What?
You know, that reminds me of like anytime I'm in Texas, everyone only wants to eat breakfast burritos.
Girl.
Which I'm down for, but don't call it a breakfast burrito and then I get handed like something that's this, like the size of a small.
You can't eat that taco. Big of a burrito in the morning. No, yes, I need a little one. The morning,
no. Oh,
the
no.
Morning one oh. Needs to be oh. Small.
No, the morning one, I want a full fucking cannon. I want to wake up.
Cannon?
I want to eat a bazooka of a burrito.
Bazooka Joe?
I want to eat a Bazooka Joe burrito, and then I want to, like, drink a shit ton of coffee, shit my brains out for about 20 minutes, and then party.
That sounds like a horrible day. I'm like, I want to wake up, have a small breakfast, a little bit of coffee.
I can't do a light
go
breakfast.
Go for a walk. Like, no. Get my body going. I started doing like a green, I'm like taking these like green supplements and water in the morning to like, I'm trying to reinvigorate this old bag of bones, girl.
Well, my goal is to now try to work out in some way, but the way that I work out is the only roller way skate. I find it fun is roller skating, is to roller skate for like an hour to 2 hours or an hour and a half a day. And my hips for the last 2 days have hurt, but my ass, I can feel it getting all thick.
Shakira.
And I also just want more stamina because I haven't been doing anything for, again, this close is, to yes. a year. So I need to, like, be able to, whenever things open up in late July, to really be able to, like, perform again. It's what I want. I want to be able to perform on a stage and be better than I was.
I think you and I have the same sort of idea around fitness. And it does feel sort of cliche that at the start of a new year, we're like having conversation about fitness, but
this isn't a new year thing though. We've been talking about this,
which is, I think you and I are both really body positive and like our bodies and our figures. We also both were very active, moved around a lot, had stamina. You've been flexible, you know, like all of those things.
I'm so weirdly flexible.
I know.
I told you, even my physical therapist would always be like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, we're going to have to stretch you different because, like, that's not going to do anything.
And it's not you just smiling about your flexibility.
I'm so flexible.
But it's... No! I can't even do that with my knee.
I kicked my little leg up in the frame. What an episode.
Can you imagine...
Get it up. Get that leg up. I'm seeing a knee. Ooh! It's almost straight.
That's the full extent.
I'm also saying all this stuff about, like, trying to get fit, but then also, like, scheduling times with kimchi to go get fried Korean cheese. So...
That sounds amazing.
It's gonna be an real up-downhill battle.
All right, well, let's take a break.
Let's do that. Do-do-do-do!
Okay, we are back.
We're back. And this is a voicemail. You know, we're really playing it fast and loose because I didn't label this one. So this one could be a really bad one.
No, this is labeled. It's just a whole string of numbers.
It's just their voicemail and their phone number.
And the date.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy one day be a faggot? Mary, did you know? Your baby boy will take it in his eyes. Oh, Mary, did you know your baby boy would cut his dick off?
What?
Oh, I remember. Seems like he got caught. Wait, it's not over yet.
It is a... No. What's happening?
I feel like what happened is maybe he thought that he hung up because he was like, I'm going to do it second try, and this is him calling back.
Now, can you break down those lyrics for me?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would do it? I can't remember.
But I think the first one was a faggot.
It was a faggot. And then it was, we cut his penis off. And then it sounds like someone came into the room.
And he's
or
like,
he oh. got, he was like, not the right word.
We gotta do, sorry, we gotta do it again.
Mary, did you know?
Mary, did you know?
That
your baby boy would one day be a faggot.
Mary, did you know?
Mary, did you know?
Your baby boy,
that your baby boy
take it in his asshole.
Would take it in his
Mary,
asshole.
Did you know?
Mary, did you know?
Your extra syllable.
Boy would cut his dick off.
Uh-oh.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would cut his dick off? Girl, let's record this. This is a banger.
That's, I think what they were doing was they were like, I got this song. This is as much as I could get. Let me give it to you. And then I'm going to do like a high schooler and play the tune on the keys.
Mary, did you, that's,
beep, beep, that's, beep, 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 beep.
Mary, beep, did beep, you beep. Know that your baby boy...
What's one day be his... a faggot?
Mary, did you
Mary,
know?
Mary, did you know?
It's your baby boy. Yes. Okay, last one. Thank you for that, unnamed caller. Mary, did you know?
No.
Hey, so I realized recently I have a quarantine hookup story that was actually pre-COVID.
Hold on. What is a quarantine hookup story that is pre-COVID?
Well, you hooked up with someone that was in a quarantine pre-COVID for maybe something else.
Oh.
I used to live, eucalyptus. I'm American, but I used to live in Greece. And every Greek man has to serve in the military, like, after they graduate college or high school. And so they have to go get this physical. And it's at a military hospital, but you, like, can't leave the premises. So I'm talking to this guy on Grindr who's there for his... in the city for the military hospital quarantine to get checked up. And he's like, hey, like, I'd love to meet up. This guy's gorgeous, like, classical Greek, like, hunk, like, hairy, tall, gorgeous. And so I was like, I don't know what the fuck we're going to do. He's at a military hospital, but, like, maybe I'll go live my Pearl Harbor fantasy, like, hold his hand while he is in his little military hospital bed. So I show up to the hospital. They literally take my EUID and my passport. I have to get patted down by six men with, like, rifles. This guy comes and meets me and takes me back to his room, and there are, like, 12 guys in there, like, in bunks. And so he's like, okay. So then we went down to the canteen. We just talked. We, like, really connected, actually. He was a really cool guy. And visiting hours were over. And so I told him, I was like, okay, well, I got to leave now. And it was that moment where, like, I knew we both wanted to, like, make out, but we're in a hospital. We're surrounded by people, these, like, large, imposing Greek men.
What?
And so we're walking out back towards the entrance where I got patted down by the six guards. And he just looks at me and he says, I want to kiss you. And I was like, yeah, I want to do that too. And he was like, I know a place. So there's a church on the military, like, grounds because it's fucking Greece. And we'd go into the bushes, and we hooked up with armed guards, like, literally, I would say, 8 feet away from us. So that was fun. I left. We stayed in touch. We still talk. But I went and visited his island, and we fucked on the roof of an Airbnb. So, yeah, that was my
his island
pre-COVID hookup story.
And Mary,
did you know?
Your baby boy is breaking quarantine.
And fucking in the bushes.
And fucking in the bushes.
When I first heard the story, the first thought that came to mind was, he's not under quarantine. He probably works there, and that was his excuse. And two, if he's fucking in the bushes that close to those security guards, it's not the first time he's done it.
Yeah, they know, and he greased their palms.
Yeah, mama. He said, look the other way.
And Mary, did you know? Girl, that's a bibbidi-bop.
That stuck in my head. Mary,
did you know? It's your baby.
I'm trying to figure
boy.
Out who sent that in, because it sounds, that voice sounds so familiar.
I bet it was Rosé.
Someone told me she looked like handsome Shrek.
All right. Well, listen, we want to welcome everyone to 2021.
Someone told me, who's the trade of the season? One, isn't Lala Ree like gorgeous?
Lala Ree?
Lala Ree. Out of drag, in drag.
I wish she was like, structure it's French.
Stunning.
I wish she was like, hi, it's me, La La Ri, it's French. And you'd be like, La La Ri?
La La Ri?
Also, last night I was looking at her outfit and I was like, what is that outfit? And then I realized it's Beyonce. It's
Beyonce's On the Run Part 2 Girl. Outfit. Here's the thing, is that is a beautiful outfit. I already read her outfit.
When it's tailored?
No, I thought it fit her body fine. It's the material was not the same, so it didn't shine. Right. It wasn't like covered in Swarovskis. It was just a shiny fabric. So then in that point, you're kind of walking in a blazer.
Right. La La Ri.
La La Ri. My favorite was Candy Muse trying to hold up that denim corset.
The whole time. Girl, that's a picture outfit. That's a photo shoot outfit.
That is a picture outfit. That would have been a bucket outfit if it was like, I guess, corseted to her. Because then, you could move all you want.
All right, well, we're excited to be back.
I'm so excited for season 13. You know whose outfit was a buck? I like Joey J's outfit.
It looked like Aja when she told Valentina, you're perfect, you're beautiful. It was that red outfit with the chaps.
Oh, my God. Simone was glowing.
When I tell you, Simone walked in and was like, well, I guess this is mine now. Like, yeah. she walked in.
Don't let the smooth taste fool you. I was like, yes! what
does that even mean? That must be a reference to something,
it's
right?
It's definitely a reference to something.
But I was like, I don't even know what that means, and I love it. All of her referential outfits, like, she was so good. Her skin was so oily
it
and
was
beautiful.
Glowing. And she had the best, like, she didn't look like she was wearing an ounce of makeup. Like, she must have been greased up with like shimmery
head to toe,
body
honey.
Glitter the
she
whole time.
She looked perfect. She looked perfect.
Anyway, we're not a Drag Race
something
recap.
That we aren't, but we were on Drag Her with Mono
Agapian.
And we talked about all the girls, and my whole thing was all of the pun names that no one was expecting that actually were there.
Like Tina Burner.
Tina Burner is a meth reference.
Yes. She burns Tina. Did you see
those
pictures of...
Utica Queen, she's from Utica, Minnesota, but if you break that down slowly, it's about fucking a drag queen.
No, it's not.
Queen. No, Utica
it's not.
Queen.
It's
I
not.
Also stand by Tamisha Iman is, if you say, damn, it's a man, that kind of sounds like, damn, Misha Brown. Damn, Ishaman!
Damn, Ishaman!
Damn, Ishaman! You don't see
no.
It?
No. What's Denali Fox? Denali Fox.
What if Simone was Simone the whole time, and then on episode, I don't know, 8 or 9, she was like, actually, it's Simone Ye?
It's Raven Simone Ye.
We need to go.
This episode is too long.
Too long. Bye.
Bye. You know where to follow us.
Wait, no. Give them that good outro.
Bye. Our number is 213-536-9180. You can email us at sloppysecondspod@gmail.com. And you can follow us both on Instagram at spiciestmeatball or Big Dipper Jelly. I am on Twitter at fatdragmeatball. And that was the show. Now, we come out every Tuesday and Friday.
And guess what? We are planning to do some fun live stream events in 2021, including a possible dating game. And maybe...
it will be a dating game. And we are looking to find Dipper a husband.
And we're also going to... we are both going to get our little Pornhub accounts up and running so that we can do more sexually explicit live streams.
Yeah, so we are really working on that stuff for 2021 because truly, we're so bored.
Okay, love you.
Doodle-a-doot-doot forever dog. To listen to Sloppy Seconds ad-free, sign up for Forever Dog Plus at foreverdogpodcast.com/plus.
Sloppy Seconds is produced by Forever Dog and Moguls of Media.
Mom! hosted by Big Dipper and Meatball, mixed and mastered by William Pitts.
Executive produced by Willem Belli, Alaska Thunderfuck, Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Our artwork is drawn by Christian Cimarroni.
And our theme song was written by Mike Malarkey.